Hi, we're Click and Clack, the Tapper Brothers, and we're here with a great collection of classic Car Talk stories.
And by classic, you mean what?
Well, Merriam-Webster has two definitions, and I'm thinking of the one that means a typical example.
As opposed to?
A work of enduring excellence.
Not that one, no.
Okay, so now that we've established that nobody can sue us for false advertising, can we go on?
Sure, why not?
Anyway, this is a collection of stories we've told on the air over the years, mostly unflattering stories about our friends, family, even our customers. I hope they're not listening.
Yeah, and we thought it would be only fair to start with ourselves.
What do you mean, ourselves, Kimosabi?
Well, I mean my brother. We're Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Restitution Department here at Car Talk Plaza, and now that I've said that, I have no idea what it means. What does this mean? The Restitution Department.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. You can't make this stuff up. A few weeks ago, it was our son Louis' birthday. He's our older son.
Oh, that story.
And we decided, and Louis has a couple of kids and, you know, and a wife and in-laws, and we decided all of us were going to go out to dinner, and we picked a place that we thought would be tolerant of the kids and the noise that we make and all that. And so we show up at this place in his hometown.
Which we won't mention.
Burlington? No, we won't mention.
No.
Anyway, as we were going in, I grabbed the waiter. Turns out we had two waiters for our table. I don't know why. I think they were trainees training each other.
Ah.
And I said, is there any way we can get a birthday cake with a candle or two on it?
Oh, that's it. You're going there for his birthday, and you don't think of the cake until you get there.
Well, I had a lot of other stuff on my mind.
Yeah, right.
You know, so this fellow says, oh, yeah, don't worry. He said, would a chocolate cake be all right? I said, yeah, sure, that'd be fine. I said, you know, even if you can put one candle on it, that would be great. Well, we finish our meal. It was a wonderful meal, and the kids, the little guys, were starting to get kind of antsy, and they were throwing stuff at each other and, you know, spilling water at the table. And I motioned to the waiter, one of the waiters, that it was time for the cake. So sure enough, he shows up, and you can see him coming a mile away with this cake, which must have had like 100 candles on it. The thing is ablaze, and it's a pretty good-sized cake. And he puts it down on the table, and Louis is sitting at the other end of the table. But I can see that there's writing on the cake. And I kind of stand up, and I look at it, and it says, Happy Birthday, Grammy. And I said, huh, that's funny. Well, Lou doesn't waste any time. He blows out those 100 candles, and he starts cutting the cake, and he gives everyone a piece. And we finished the cake, and it was quite good. But I was concerned that it was, you know, said Happy Birthday, Grammy. But I figured these guys know maybe somebody left the cake there and didn't use it. And when he asked, would a chocolate cake be all right, I assumed that that's what they had in mind, giving us this cake that had been left there.
Sure.
And as we were about to leave, we noticed the table next to us, which had a similarly large group, was singing Happy Birthday to somebody. Happy Birthday. You know, I wasn't really paying attention.
They have a cake, too?
Well, no. So, and I got to tell you, it must have been the wine that was working on me. I had a glass of wine, and as we were leaving, my wife and I were the last ones out, and I say to these folks, oh, did someone at this table have a birthday too? And I hear, yes. An older woman says, yes. I said, oh, was it your birthday? She says, yes, it was. And she got a long face. And she said, someone at your table had a birthday, right? I said, well, yeah, my son, we celebrated his birthday today. Did he have a cake? Yeah, he did. Did it say Happy Birthday Grammy on it? And I said, as a matter of fact, it did. Well, this next story is about one of my childhood friends.
You mean ex-friend, don't you? I mean, after he heard you tell this story on the air.
Oh, ex-friend, all right.
Ex.
And this came up because a woman called the show. And she and her husband had taken a trip, and when they got back, their car had an extra 10,000 miles on the odometer.
Yeah, and she blamed her teenage son.
Right, and my brother jumped to the kid's defense, but I knew better.
Hard to not believe the kid.
You're too old and naive, you old fool. You're just an old fool, man. Jerry, when I was in high school, my good friend Paul Farrier had the good fortune of seeing his parents off. They were going to return to the place of their birth, which was Portugal.
Oh, my.
So they hadn't taken a vacation in like 105 years.
Right.
So they drive themselves to the airport, which at that time was a pretty tame place to go, Logan's Field. There were like 12 parking spots.
Yeah.
And they leave the car there, and off they go to Portugal. Paul, thinking quickly, uses his duplicate key and figures he can drive the car. I probably shouldn't tell the story. He can drive the car for a whole week.
Right.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
And how will they know?
And then even if he gets there a day early, eventually that very same parking space or the one next to it will show up and they won't remember because what?
They're old. Right.
Yeah. Right? They're old. And as long as he's within a few spots. So he's got it all worked out. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. We're going to take a trip to Canada. The first day, he drives the car into a tree. And there was no way he could lie his way out of that one. He was standing in the very spot where their car was parked as they emerged from the terminal with their bags.